So as we said in the last session, I have to be also a psychologist. I have to be an instructor, psychologist, and actor. So when my sources, they'll never learn English, I have to find a way to motivate them, to show them the passion that and the joy that brings learning a new language, that everyone, it doesn't matter what happened to you as a kid, or if you're ashamed or whatever, everyone can learn. And if they follow, for example, our plans, the LingoFit way, if they have the discipline and they learn the techniques, they will surely. They don't have to learn as fast as someone else, but they will learn, because everyone can learn another language if they try it. I'm not saying, and I won't say that it's easy, but I'm sure, and you surely will learn a language if you keep being motivated. So I have to find a way to motivate my users. If it's a negative leader, I have to find a way. Yeah, usually I will use him as the model, as my right hand, so that he feels, because usually those negative leaders come from the lack of attention, or they want to feel more attention over them. So I have to find a way without getting on their level. I have to find a way while being an instructor, while being the one that controls the class, to use those negative leaders and change them and turn them into positive leaders. If my user is too serious, it's because usually, well, you know, we know that there's different kind of personalities of traits. So I have to analyze and empathize to see if it's because he's not enjoying the class, if it's because he's just a serious person, which is okay. So I have to also change the thing about being an actor. I have to engage him or her a way that won't make him feel him or her awkward. So I have to be a little bit serious too, just to be on the same vibe. If my user spoke in Spanish, I really like the technique to do as if it really hurt me. So it's like, oh my God, please, no, stop. You really in to empathize that and to an emphasis that we don't really need Spanish. We never need Spanish in the classes. We have to find a way around something that if we don't know the exact term or word. And if my user said she don't what? I don't really, user said she don't. I don't really understand that point. She don't. Ah, well, yeah. If she doesn't, no, I try. Okay, that's really good. But remember that when we use he, she, or it, we change the next verb to the does, for example. Here we say she does, so we add yes at the end of the verb. She walks. I have to do a positive feedback. I always have to or try to find a way to do a positive feedback, so that they don't feel like under a radar, that when they do a mistake, I'm always going to correct them as if I were a robot. No, I have to find a way to make them feel sure that they know. They just have to train and get better. And if he didn't do the independent session, yeah, as Aaron, as Jen said, as you said, Jen, I can make it a little awkward situation to do a small scolding, always being respectful, trying not to be direct, so that he feels that awkwardness. And I also have to emphasize that he needs to do the session, because the independent session aren't there just as an accessory. No, you have, if you want to learn, you want to see progress, you have to stay in contact with the language as long as you want, as long as you can. So the independent sessions are there to improve, to help you train, to see, to try to understand by yourself, and to take notes, to make more questions, so that when you have the assisted session, you can ask me. So yeah, that's it. I always forget to post.